My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
All right, here we go. 3 o'clock, football. We will take a break from the Tigers unless TJ wants to offer an opinion on them. I've got a lot to ask. A, it's great of you to show up this week.
Thank
B,
you.
Can I ask about the Jets? Is it selfish if I ask about the Jets?
No.
No.
Because
made some headlines this week.
And you've been on the Leadership Eagle Council in a locker room. You've been part of a veteran commission. Just explain to me. And I also, look, clearly you know Aaron Rodgers. How am I supposed to believe he didn't get Robert Saleh clipped?
I don't know if he got him clipped, but there's absolutely no way Woody Johnson did that without getting his input.
Thank you.
Yeah, so... Look, Aaron said what he had to say this week, you know, that, surprise, and, talked about my injury, but come on.
I don't have the power you think I have.
You're not going to make that move without, and I don't know if he signed off on it, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, but there's absolutely no way that he found out Tuesday with the rest of everybody else.
I have to think that if he walked in there and says, I'm thinking about getting rid of Saleh. Nah, I like him. Sure. Yeah. All right. He could stay as coach.
Exactly.
So if you don't do that, in essence, you got him clipped because you didn't walk in there and say, no, I want to keep my coach.
You know, probably didn't do much to help the cause. But
you know what's fascinating? But then in turn, they clipped Nathaniel Hackett. Now, they offered Hackett a soft landing. I know that factually.
I must have missed that. Did Hackett get fired?
No.
They were going to let him resign
with some dignity. That. Instead, they stripped him of his play calling and said, here's a Rubik's Cube. Go sit in the corner.
Okay,
now, that's Aaron Rodgers' guy. That's his dude. So it doesn't add up where Aaron gets his way and then they clip his boy. I had to ask you because you have no smarm. You've been a part of that leadership kind of vault in a locker room. And it's just... It's crazy. And again, it's the Jets. This is what they do. But it's insane. How does the rest of the room react?
Sounds like the guys on the defensive side weren't happy.
Yeah.
Because and honestly, their defense hasn't been the problem.
No.
You know, their defense has been.
Aaron threw a pick six last week. That's why they lost.
Three interceptions. He was terrible. Maybe it was a situation that Woody Johnson's like, hey, we're terrible right now. We're underperforming. We got to make a move. We got to jumpstart this team. It's either Hackett or it's Saleh. We got to do something, right? And like you said, I mean, Aaron Rodgers vouched for Nathaniel Hackett, right? He called him his favorite coach ever. He wants him. So, you know, and I'm not saying that he gave him a choice. Hey, it's one or the other. But if he had to stand on his head for one of those guys, I would assume it was Nathaniel Hackett.
Right. It's crazy.
Yeah, and it was... I mean, look, was Saleh good? No, they were bad, but underachieving for the roster that they had? Absolutely. So, but I've never been a part of a in-season firing. I was here in Detroit when Caldwell got let go, but that was at the end of the season. I don't think any of us knew that was coming. You know, that nobody, Bob Quinn or nobody asked, you know, the veterans on the team, hey, how would you feel about this? You just kind of came in and you saw the news.
You mean they didn't come to you and go, TJ, do you bless this firing?
Absolutely not.
Do you think
a guy like Aaron Rodgers, like with the amount of power he has and say that he has, there's absolutely no way in hell.
Breaking news.
That he found out on Tuesday.
Breaking news. TJ says.
What?
You fired Caldwell.
Okay. That's enough. That's enough.
That's so, actual live audio of TJ talking to management.
You also, you know what looked weird last week watching that Jets game too? That looked like an Aaron Rodgers, it looked like an I'm going to show you how much we need Devontae game. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I thought watching that
22
game.
22 targets he's to Garrett Wilson.
And he's just chucking it into coverage, and he's just throwing the ball in half a second. He's not buying time anymore. He's just dropping back and chucking it. And I think that was kind of like maybe Saleh didn't want to bring in Devontae. Maybe he felt, you know, that, and this might be conspiracy path here, but maybe that kind of looked like a game that was like, oh, you don't want Devontae? Okay, watch this.
Now
watch
we're getting the good stuff.
I'm going to show you how much we need him. I don't think it was, but that's what it looked like. That's what it looked like to me.
No, TJ, you know what it looks like to me? It looks like the Jets are trying to get in early on either Vrabel or Belichick, knowing both are out there. I don't think this is going to be the first in-season firing of a coach because you got two coaches out there that – let's face it, in New York, especially if you can get Belichick to go to the Jets,
yeah,
that would sell. Yeah. That the fan base would eat it up. Oh, he's with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, now. That'd be juicy, too, going to a division rival of the Patriots where he spent all those years. That would be I think it sometimes guys, you know, ownership or GMs feel you can kind of feel the energy deflating out of your football building, you know, the roster in the locker room, and sometimes they have to make moves that – we'll try to wake guys up a little bit, you know, and try to give you a jolt of come back to the real world, man. Like, we got to start turning it around here. You know, there's going to be a lot more slips, you know, in our lockers when we start showing up if this thing doesn't start turning around.
Where do you sit with the Lions? Off a bye week, obviously getting Frank back helps. It's a weird spot. I don't quite understand. Lions are only a 3-point favorite over what looks like half the Cowboys roster. What's your confidence level going down to Big D this week?
I feel good.
Pretty good, right?
I do. Coming off a bye week and getting healthy and everybody practicing. You know, I think Kirby was the only guy that got a little nicked up, but sounded like he was going to practice at least today. We'll check the report here in a little bit. But, no, I feel good, man. I think this offense finally figured it out. You know, it took them a few weeks, but that Seattle game, they were rolling, and they were playing good, and the defense, did you slip a little bit? Yeah, you let up a few too many big plays, but I think they're playing really good team football in all three phases. And you combine that, too, like you mentioned, you know, Micah Parsons probably not going to play, Lawrence on IR. You know,
Zach Martin did not practice yesterday. I don't have the update today.
I didn't see it. It sounded like it could have been maybe a vet rest day. A
little Calvin Johnson. Yeah,
I could be wrong, but it kind of sounded like, and Zach's been around for what, 13, 14, maybe a vet rest day, but they're banged up at their positions that they're difference makers. I mean, Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, that's your defense, right? Eric Kendricks didn't practice, I don't think, at all this week, Wednesday or Thursday.
Definitely
he's their leading
Thursday.
Tackler.
Yep.
So I combine that with the fact that I think the Lions are hitting their early season stride here, and I feel confident. I really do.
You know what, TJ? I couldn't wait to ask you this question because you played offensive line. A torn pec. It just seems like you shouldn't be effective as an offensive lineman with a torn pec. Am I just looking at this like, you guys are just supermen out there, or is there something wrong that you can go out there and just get this thing done? You got a torn pec.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
I don't think it's a fully torn pec. I only say, and I don't know, but I only say that because anytime somebody tears a pec, it's a season ender. I mean, you don't see at least the, you know, it's 8, 10, 12 weeks, right?
Yes,
I
think 3 months.
Gardner Johnson did it last week. He ended up coming back late in the playoffs, but partially torn. You start thinking, and look, I mean, torn is torn, right? But there are different severities of that injury. Yes, does it affect you? Absolutely. But
I mean, he's pulling like a Ronnie Lott. Like, just cut it out. Let's play.
I mean, a guy like Frank, I mean, the last time he played a fully 100% healthy game was when?
You know
what I mean? Like, he's been banged up the last couple of years with the toe and the foot, and now the.
Well, you know, Goff said on these airwaves?
It's difficult.
Goff said he came into the huddle and he goes, guys, I think I just tore my pec. And Goff's like, you basically get the hell out of here. He's like, no, I'm good. Just keep rolling.
You sure?
Like, casually just comes back to the huddle, goes, I think I just blew out my
something
pack.
Doesn't feel right. Yeah. And it doesn't. You know, that's one of the injuries, too, like an ACL that it's not really painful. You know what I mean? Like, you just feel discomfort, and you're like, can I stretch this out right? Something doesn't feel right. It feels a little weird, but it's not painful. So as long as you can, a guy like Frank that can go out there and still be effective without – you know, battling an excruciating amount of pain. You know, he's tough as nails, man. He's an Iron Man. It's going to be hard to keep him off the field.
We have three critical questions for you, and only one of them is about the Tigers. We're going to get to it next. And we have two TJ questions.
Tigers. I'm excited, man.
And we're going to talk
game about five.
All right, we're going to talk about.
Are you going? No,
I'm kidding.
On my way to Dallas.
Huge sports in Dallas.
I was there Wednesday.
All right, everybody calm down.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!